Blog Talk Radio.
Weather forecast for the Harrison, New Jersey area. Today will be partly cloudy with a high of 53. Tonight we have a low of 36 degrees. Tomorrow a chance of thunderstorms, high of 60. This is Rum Hubble. Let's check in with Buzz Beechton in our AccuWeather newscopter. Buzz, you there? That sounded like you were in a war zone over there. Let's go to Pauly Picciolo with sports.
Hey, how's it going? This is Pauly. Last night was a snail biter for the New Jersey Netchesticles. They beat the California Countdowns 103-77 in overtime. Can you believe that? That's crazy. Harrison Blue Tide, the dog sled team, made it to London for the 2012 Olympics. And the Newark Bears just signed on Jose Canseco as a special assistant to the assistants of the assassins. And that's all we got for sports today. And let's go live to the Fish and Wally show. And I just have one question for you guys. Football, golf, sex, pizza, prison sex?
thank you, Pauly.
Hey, guys. Welcome, America, to the Fish and Wally show.
He sounds like he's wearing a tank top.
He should be wearing a tank top.
A wife beater. Hey, guys. Welcome back. This is the Fish and Wally Show. We're back at it again. Of course, we're back at our original spots. Well, I am.
That's right. And I am back in my chair.
Yes.
Yeah, the studio downstairs got a little crazy.
It's a great studio.
Yeah, it was. And we have to improve that a little bit.
But it does scare women.
It scares the bejesus out of the women for them to call their friends and say, I don't think I want to be in this room with this weird computer setup. I'm going to be filmed on the internet. Maybe they'll cut my head off.
Yeah. It's crazy, man. But whatever. Screw women. That's where we date girls.
Wally, what did I tell you about inside jokes coming to the outside?
Make sure you leave the door open.
That's right. Door open and make sure the cows come home.
Yes. Well, awesome. Great to be back here. I know we had a little hiatus?
We're in Hyannis?
I'm in Hyannis, Massachusetts. Yay.
Super.
And, I mean, it sucks. You know, our jobs are taking over so much time, so we can't do the show as much as possible. It sucks. But luckily, this is just the off season. The season's coming up soon, season two of the Fish and Wally Show.
That's right.
You pick up season one on DVD or on iPad Tunes.
Yes, or you can pick it up at your local Virgin Megastore or Newbury Comics.
We also have it at the porn stores, too.
Way in the back, like behind the back part of the porn store.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to knock down a wall to get there.
Yeah, between three titties and five asses.
Yep, I know that section. So there's a lot going on in the news today, Wally. Did you hear about these cat-sized rats?
No.
In Florida? Yeah, they're taking over Florida Keys, and they're actually up for sale now. You can dress them up in, like, ballerina clothes and as bats, if you'd like.
Really?
Yep.
Wow, that's amazing.
Thank you. So you live in the Florida area, so you might want to watch out for these cat-sized rats. They're taking over Florida by storm.
Well, you know, That's the same thing happened back in 1776 with the English. The British, it didn't work out, so I don't think these rats have a chance. So.
Yeah, there might be a rat revolution. We're not really sure, so just keep your eyes and ears peeled. If you see them on the highway, it's your choice. The world is in your hands.
Just kill them with a toothpick. You know, if you kill someone with a toothpick, it's not considered murder?
No.
Yeah, it's a law. I studied law. For 2 minutes, I Googled, then I changed it.
The Wikipedia law section is actually pretty good. You can actually print out your own diploma after you've actually read through the whole article.
That's amazing.
I know. Thank you. See, now you got the disease. And the San Diego Zoo now has a clone of the Loch Ness Monster you can actually go see in display.
Really?
Yeah, they cloned it. They jumped into Nessie. The belly of the beast out there in Loch Ness and in Scotland, and dug up some DNA from the poop from Nessie and cloned it, and now they have a clone of the Loch Ness Monster in San Diego Zoo.
Wow.
It's impressive. It's amazing what we can do today with our technology.
Actually, you know, speaking of technology in Scotland, you were talking about that Scotland, actually, they're getting tired of their same old kilts. So they want to create new design for their kilts. So they decided to go with technology. So they plug in their personality and boom, it just gives them new colors, new designs. Because it's always the same thing, you know, but now it's different. So that's pretty cool.
I can't wait to see the tie-dye kilt. That would be sick.
The hippie version,
The hippie version. The soccer version, the rugby version, actually, they have that. So they have sports teams kilt. It's kind of like the Snuggie, where the Snuggie went. They have camouflage, sports teams, regular boring.
Those things are pretty stupid.
They were the stupidest things ever invented because they don't stay on you for one, and number two, it's like having those gurneys at the hospital.
Yeah. I should call that the snuggle struggle.
Snuggle struggle.
The snuggle struggle sweater.
That's right. You actually get one of those after you've had a snuggle struggle.
That's right.
They hand them out at the police station.
That's right.
Yeah. And they also, this is a crazy one. They figured out how to grow a dog, like a puppy, inside a Micro Machines aircraft carrier.
Really?
Yeah. It's you've heard of the ship in the bottle, right? And I don't know if you heard about they can actually grow a cat inside a bottle too, but now they figured out how to grow a dog inside a Micro Machines aircraft carrier, which they can put inside a bottle. So the dog will live like miniature inside the bottle itself, just run around the deck of the aircraft carrier.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm telling you. What we're doing these days with technology is amazing.
You just said that 5 minutes ago.
I didn't. That was my other half.
No, that was your automated system. It brings up
my ATM.
No, it brings up your sayings, your phrase catches.
Catch them. My soundboard. My soundboard's going nuts today.
I'm a little buzz.
Yeah, you are. And there's actually a city ordinance in Boston now, and it's actually, I think they're going to vote about it in Philadelphia, that, you know how people like to give free high fives on the street?
Yes.
They're actually going to charge for it now, $5 a high five.
Wow.
Yeah, there's actually going to be drones in the sky.
A little bit steep.
That monitor everyone giving high fives, so just make sure, if you give a high five, do it indoors.
That's a little steep.
I agree. $5 for a high five? Yeah. Telling you, with the economy being so poor, I understand where they're going with this.
People are going to be mean to each other. They're not going to want to cheer anymore.
And especially at ball games.
Yeah, exactly. It's they're going to have to create new things like the cock slap.
Cock slap will work. It does. But, see, it's undercover, and you just kind of, you know.
You're already in pants, so nothing's going to happen, nothing's going to hurt, so you just go boom, boom.
So the on-clothes cock slap works, and then you have the club version of the cock slap, and you can actually do that, you know, inside the club.
Yeah, that's cool. I love clubs. You know what I like also? Chocolate.
Ooh.
Yeah, did you know that chocolate now has a... Now scientists say that chocolate actually makes you more tanner, so you don't actually have to go to a tanning salon anymore.
You just pour chocolate all over your body?
No, you got to eat it a lot.
Oh, okay. Kind of like how they have those pills that you can actually be tanned. So,
yeah, but it's chocolate. But the side effects is that you're going to probably get fatter. So it's, you win one, you lose one.
I heard there's a side effect of eating fast food, too.
Mm-hmm.
You can get fatter.
Yeah, there's a lot of effects on your sides.
Definitely. And do you see this? This is actually real news. The taco copter. Have you seen this?
No.
Yep. It's taco copter. It's a delivery service that delivers tacos. So it's kind of like the new way of how to deliver food now. It's going to be by drone. I know we mentioned a drone a little bit earlier, but this is actually pretty damn amazing.
Did we mention it?
We mentioned the drone monitoring people, giving high fives, but nothing about the taco copter now.
Oh, okay. Ricola, the vitamin C, the drops that you eat when you get a little bit of a cold or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They have a new flavor coming out.
What's that?
It's a pillow. So now every time you eat it, you feel like you're on your pillow, and it makes you feel better. It's like you're sleeping.
You know, I had a dream about a marshmallow, and I woke up, my pillow was gone.
What happened to it?
I don't know.
Remember the marshmallow from Ghostbusters?
The Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Mm-hmm.
He was so delicious.
I would eat him up so much.
Oh, yes. So, Wally, busy night on this show. Busy night. We have a special guest, a special segment, basically, and a special guest about on this show, you know? And,
Yeah, so it's an interview. It's a privilege to have like all these musicians, actors, models, comedians, all these great people on our show. But we also want people to listen into and admire the people that serve this country.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean just like the firemen or police officers. Yes, they deserve recognition as well, but and military soldiers. But also like the blue-collar working guy, people that make a difference in the side alleys or whatever.
Who makes a difference in the side alleys? The guys that give hand jobs?
Clark Kent does. That's where he changes.
He changes and gives hand jobs in the side alley.
Mm-hmm.
I never knew that side of Superman.
Yeah. So,
Oh, wait, I just gave away who Superman is. I'm a dick.
You're a dick.
I'm an
actor. So today we have a very special blue-collar, hard-working man, and he's actually an SP. And so it's pretty cool. A lot of people don't know what's an SP. People know what's a lawyer. People know what's a fireman or a teacher or whatever, but people don't know what's an SP.
All right.
And we want to bring in our very special guest tonight because he's an SP, and we want him to tell... Which is a snack professionalist, by the way, if anybody doesn't, I'm sure nobody knows, but, we're going to let him talk, and, but I believe it's a recorded segment, right?
I believe it is, yeah.
We should stop saying we believe, because we should know.
I don't believe I know.
Why are we saying we believe?
Because you know what? We're rusty, man. We have one show a week, and we don't have that flow like we usually do.
You're right. And we're not in front of each other, so it's a little different.
That's right.
We used to be in front of each other.
I love when we high-fived. That was the greatest moment of the Fish and Wally show.
Yeah. It costed me $5, but it's okay.
That's right. Ba-dum. So this is who again?
This is Tose Lurkandez.
Tose Lurkandez.
Yes.
He's SP.
And we had our special jersey. There's their local weather over there in sports and whatnot. So he's actually, it's kind of a coincidence. He's actually from the New Jersey area. So.
Okay.
So Tose Lurkandez, he's our SP. He's representing SP, the snack professionalist for the American country.
Great. And I think we have a new guy that does interviews now. His name is Zip Coughlin.
Yep.
Zip. Where does this guy get a name, Zip?
Where do we get all these people with weird names?
I honestly don't know, but...
We must have a great HR system.
We have the best HR system. So,
it's like, right. Can you do the job? No, but what's your name? Blah, 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 blah. So, perfect.
Right. You know, and Polly Zicaralo, I mean...
Yeah. Picture a frame lamp.
Buzz Beechton.
Yeah.
They're great. Great people, you know. Great HR system. They always find people with rhyming names. So, if you're listening out there, what is our HR person's name anyways?
Underwear Bean Suck.
Underwear Bean Suck. I don't think that's a real name. Honestly. Okay.
Scented Berry.
That sounds like a fantasy. Never mind the name for the HR department.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so let's go to Zip Coughlin and for the interview. All right, let me see if I can find the button here.
For those of you that don't know what an SP is, please describe it to our audience.
Well, pretty much in a fast-paced world, I'm in charge of fast-paced snacks. You know, I load up vending machine snacks and beverages. You know, I it's what I do. I like it. I like it a lot.
Do you know everything you put into your vending machine?
Yes, I do, actually. It's why I'm called a professionalist, you know. I know how much calories there's in every kind of soda and every bag of potato chips. How much there's in it. And it's very hard. Very hard, but I like it. I like it a lot.
Wow, how many hours of training did you take to learn all this stuff?
First you have to be very tall and skinny, because in training is very, very harsh, you know. We go to SP Academy, and we taste every snack and chips. We memorize the entire nutrition label, and it's very tough to learn everything, all the ingredients, and it's just a lot. But in our final test, final exam, they blindfold us, you know, they feed us too, so they can test us with our mouth to see what we know and what we memorize. And if we fail, we have to do the whole thing all over again. It's a 3-week process.
Wow, that's pretty intense. What do you say to people that say, it's just a simple job?
Well, first I say, fuck you, you know. It's not at all. It's a very tough job. I get made fun of a lot. Kids make fun of me, but it's okay. My kids hate me, you know. Putting in chips in the right place at the right angle, so when people purchase it and they won't get stuck, it's very important to do that, because if it does get stuck and the person gets upset, well, they start kicking the machine, and maybe a man goes home, the father, whatever, he goes home very angry, he beats his wife, and it's all because it started with a quote-unquote simple job. You know, it's not fair. It's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of pressure on me to do that. So I got to put it the right angle so it doesn't get stuck.
Wow, talk a lot about a lot of pressure. Have you ever had any great stories in the field?
Yes, actually, there was a man across the street from the vending machine that I was working at. And there was no fire extinguishers, so I took all the water bottles, the water bottles, Dasani because it's eco-friendly after you use it as well. So that's why I love it, because I save people, and I'm also eco-friendly. But I dumped it all over the man, and I saved his life.
That's a great story. Congratulations on that.
Okay.
Are there any perks on the job?
Well, besides all the free calories, I say, you know, there's always a little bit of few kids that love me because I give them free chips. You know, I give them free chips and here and there, and to them, I'm a hero, you know. Lots of people, you know, look at cops in uniforms, they love it, shiny badge. But I got a shiny key. I open snacks for you. If you're nice to me, hey, I can give you one for free. So be nice to me. I save your life. I'll give you one for free. And we be happy.
Have you ever had a hand job while you're on the job?
What kind of show is this, man? I am a blue-collar hard worker. I don't like hand jobs. I like real jobs. Real jobs for the real working American man. I like real jobs. But yes, I do like hand jobs too. But I'm not supposed to say that. I might get in trouble for my job.
Yes, you might get deported for this, but that's okay. Are there any downsides to this job?
Yes, this is very tough, very, very, very tough for me.
You can take your time with this question.
Gracias, gracias, amigo. Well, I went to La Barrios. We call it La Barrios, you guys call it the ghetto. We went to at the ghetto. I sometimes get jumped by middle schoolers, you know. So lately I've been taking boxing lessons. Boxing, Muhammad Ali, boxing. I've been taking boxing lessons. So now when little middle schoolers try to fight me, I can fight back. You know, and they bleed, not me.
That seems a little intense, don't you think? But anyways.
No. The bedroom. Mi wife, Española, Senos Lalas, ella muy intense.
That's a great shout out. What do you think is the future of vending machines?
I'm actually under new contracts that are coming up. The future of vending machines have top of the art heating systems, you know? They make you fresh pizza or fresh food. La comida muy caliente, muy delicioso, delicious, you know? But I'm old school. I stick to chips, sodas, condoms, and tampons. That's what I do. I like to put those four in the machines. Simple. You know, I'm a simple guy. Blue collar. I wear blue shirt, too, when I go to work because I'm a blue collar guy.
Well, you're very, you must be a very proud man, and you sound like a hard worker, and you're one of the blue-collar heroes, as you will. And I won't keep you much longer, but I do have one more question for you. Do you actually sell fleshlights inside your vending machines?
Yes. Only because it's radioactive and it helps moisturize the warm food. It's a special trick that we use. No, we don't tell nobody because it's fairly top secret, you know. We also steal a lot of money from people. We do a click every 50 purchase. It holds your money, so they can't do nothing about it. But that's not me. That's the company. I don't do nothing. It's the way it is.
Well, thank you for your time. I just wanted to clarify that it was a fleshlight, not a flashlight. Okay, well, thank you so much for your time.
Muchas gracias, amigo. You good guy, you know.
And this is Zip Coughlin with the Fish and Wally Show. Thank you. Good night.
Wally, I don't know where the HR department gets these people with these freaky questions, but the last question about a flashlight, that was that was pretty insane.
Yeah, you know, it's weird. I don't know. It's very stupid.
He's probably fired by now.
That's okay. But see, I like guys like that. You know, really hardworking guys who just do simple jobs, but it's not really that simple. You know, for the first time, I know what an SP is. And it's not that easy. After listening to that interview, man, there's a lot of work in there.
There is. It's tougher than one would think.
Yeah.
You know,
like all the calories and all that stuff, the fat, total fat and all that, that's crazy.
I know. And not to gain weight in the job either. That's absolutely impressive.
Very impressive. So my hat goes off to SPs out there.
And so don't my pants. My pants go after all the SPs.
Yeah, so, down. They go down.
They go down and they go out.
Mm-hmm.
Out, I tell you.
Get down.
Get out of my pants.
But yeah, that was very very inspiring. Good interview.
That was a good interview.
Yeah. You almost brought in a military soldier.
Where? To the studio?
Yes.
Are we being invaded?
Yeah, no, like.
That's great. So we'll take a caller.
This show is brought to you by the U.S. Army Veterans, by the way. I just want to bring that out.
And the USAA?
Yes, the U.S. Army Veterans. If you aren't a veteran, you never fought for this country. That's their slogan.
That's right.
So, if you're not a veteran, you never fought for this country. It makes a lot of sense.
That's right. And if you never came home, then you are a hero. Those are the true heroes. The men that never come home.
Oh, that's a little harsh, Fish.
Not really. I just saw that in a commercial somewhere.
No, I know. I was just kidding.
You're terrible. It made me feel like crap, like I misspoke. Like, that's harsh.
Well, I'm on the veteran side. I don't know. Whose side are you?
I'm on the other side of the veterans. The anti-veterans that actually like the veterans.
The under-veterans? The young soldiers who aren't veterans yet.
That's right. The unborn veterans of America's Association.
The diaper veterans.
The DV.
Diaper veterans. No. We're all jokes aside. We're glad the great people of this country who served. They're awesome people.
Yes.
They have really amazing... They usually have hot wives who are strippers because they do.
That's it.
They get married fast before they think you're going to die or something. I don't know. Kidding. Wow, where's the show going?
Down the tubes, man. Down the tubes. But, we'll take a caller for the end of the night. They've been on hold for a little bit.
Actually, first, let's take a commercial break. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
With this phone call right now. Go.
Well, we're going to take that after the commercial break.
No. Okay. Go ahead.
All right. What is this brought to you by? Pictures. If you like to hold every moment in your life in a still frame, the show is brought to you by Pictures.
Yes.
Yeah. So go to a place near you that actually has pictures, buy one, or buy a camera. So, all right, let's go to that caller. Hi, you're live on the Fish and Wally Show.
Are you talking to me? Hi, guys. Who is it?
Backwards, is it?
I might have you guys know I served too, you know. I was with the USO.
Oh, that's right. You are a USO girl. That's correct.
That's right. I tell you, it was all fun and games until I did a lap dance on that soldier. I had to reveal my seven veils. What was underneath my seven veils? And then they realized what they had. Boy, that really brought the house down, let me tell you.
No, please don't tell us.
The real showstopper.
Please don't tell us.
Oh, my. Where's Bubba?
I know, right?
Exactly. You know, it's like, we give a shout-out to Bubba. Maybe he'll call us. Gotta love Bubba. There's somebody you should interview. Bubba.
Right now, huh?
Well, he's kind of being interviewed tonight.
That one?
No, he's kind of being interviewed every day, so.
Bubba is?
Yes, every time he... That's true. That's just for the live. Viva la vida live edition.
Good night.
Good night.
Night all.
But we're going podcast for a while.
That's it for a little bit till we pass out.
That's right.
It is jazz night at Churchill's English Pub here in Miami. So
all right. Shout out to Churchill's Pub.
That's right. Gonna make a little appearance.
Is that a helicopter?
Yes. No, it's a motorcycle.
Same thing. Whose chopper is this? Zed's chopper. Who's Zed? Zed's dead, baby. Zed's dead. Come on, obscure quote. What the hell? What's wrong with you guys?
Who's Scarecrow?
I don't know. He's a special guy.
Sorry.
There we go. Now okay. We'll get into the mood for South Beach.
Right, okay. Everybody wants to hear South Beach.
Right.
You guys drinking tonight?
No, we're not.
You're not.
The helicopter guy landed.
The helicopter guy landed. Uh-oh.
Spaceman.
Something tells me, Wally, you're drinking. I think you're drinking tonight.
I can smell it in your breath.
I can smell it. Exactly. 10-2. Come on.
Yo, you were doing stupid, yo.
Yeah, I'm drinking a lot.
Okay. There you go.
Did you know that?
You're doing stupid, yo.
I went to the psychic, and she told me I was going to live till I was 32. So I kind of... Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. You got 2 years left, man. Congrats.
I know. What do I do with these?
You go, you know, it's like what happened to, you know, it's like, you know, it used to be like live a long life, you know, everybody wanted to live a long life, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, you're going to live to be 100. Now it's going to be like, you know, you're lucky if you live to 32.
Well, she didn't give me a number. She just gave me, like,
herpes.
A couple. So
a couple herpes.
A couple means.
Gave you a couple? A couple what?
A couple herpes.
Years.
Oh.
A couple of years. Well, I think you should invest in a new psychic. Can you get a do-over on that?
I paid $40 for it.
$40?
So she better be right. For my money, she better be right.
I know someone who would do it for half that price to give you a hummer out while you're at it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, it depends, too.
Yeah, exactly. If it's Miss Universe Canada, then we might have to think about that.
Yeah, let me ask her.
Did you hear about that?
What's that?
Miss Universe Canada.
What happened?
Miss Universe Canada is a man, baby.
No. She's a man.
Transgender
a man.
Model. Transgender
yeah.
Model disqualified from Miss Universe Canada pageant.
Really?
Yep. She's a man, baby. Jenna Talakova. 23, was born as a male, but was identified as female since age 4.
Hey, by the way, speaking of that, have you seen, I'm sure you've seen it, Fish, Californication?
Yeah.
The episode where Rumpel gets a blowjob in the back of a car cop by a tranny?
Yes, I remember that one.
You didn't know?
That's right.
you guys were sleeping while I was watching that. I was at your place at that time.
Yep.
And, I was cracking up. I couldn't stop laughing how funny that was.
That's great.
Can you imagine, like, you think it's, like, a girl or someone you actually want to give a blowjob and it just turns out to be someone else?
Hmm. Greg, you ever been with a tranny?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I've never been with a tranny, and I don't know if I'd ever want to be with a tranny. That's kind of funny because it's, like, honestly, like, you know, when I was out in San Francisco, I lived with a girl, a woman, you know, who is actually...
a girl that turned into a woman.
Well, no, she was... I self-identified as bisexual, you know? But she was... Here's what she was attracted to. She was attracted to pre-op transgendered male to female. That's who she was attracted to. So, I mean, talk about a mixed-up, bubbled-up, shook-up world. And that was something crazy. I was just like, and her girlfriend at the time, whose name was Dee, I only knew her as Dee, and I really saw her as being Dee, but, it's like, quite honestly, it's like the whole thing is she started to say, like, how she was like, a man, and I was like, I don't think I could be attracted to that. It just wouldn't, I don't think it would work.
What if Dracula was a tranny?
If Dracula was a tranny? No. I am attracted to Dracula just for Dracula's sake. But if Dracula was, if she like put on a wig or any whatever, it's like I don't know. Would have to be one hell of a Dracula. Let me just tell you that.
Dracula queen, definitely.
I'll tell you one thing. I actually had a weird thing that happened to me. I had to go to the dentist today. And there was a girl who was working on my tooth, Anyway, she started to stroke my head.
What kind of dentist do you go to?
I don't know. I thought it was I was getting seen by the dentist guy was a dude, and I thought he was gay because he's really good looking and everything. But the assistant.
So you assume that
like,
people that are good looking are gay?
Well, I think he was. I don't know. I hope he was. But,
I'm not gay, seriously.
It was how he was massaging my gum line. But the little assistant there was working on my tooth, and she was stroking my head. And I was like, ew, I felt funny. I don't know what to say.
After we scrape your teeth.
You should have said, am I going to get a lollipop after this?
That's it.
Exactly. I was like, am I going to get a lollipop?
A lollipop and a mushroom stamp. After I insert this tube in your mouth, you're going to see another flesh tube into your mouth. And then I will scrape the cement from the back of your teeth.
Here, use this rinse. Now spit.
That's right. Rinse and spit.
Rinse and spit.
Has vitamin D. Come on.
Oh, my.
The dark hole that is this show just continues.
God. No. He just kept on inserting in every probe, in every orifice, and they were probing me.
Oh, boy.
Thank God.
Today's magic word, probe.
Felt dirty.
Today's magic word is dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Dirty birdie.
The first time you guys were dirty?
What?
The first time you guys were dirty?
Yeah.
Sex.
Well, this is a serious question.
Serious. Dirty birdie with the other young boy.
All right, Greg, you go. First dirty story, go.
First dirty story? No, that was, I was, of course, just young and when I started because I was like
dumb,
young.
Hold on, come. Go ahead.
Young, too young. That's when you explore, you're exploring. That's how it goes. I don't want to excite anyone. It's ridiculous. I'm a man now. I'm past that. I'm over it. I'm over the hill.
Well, that's when you go faster when you're over the hill.
Oh, I don't know. It's all going up in flames right now. It's no good. It's all over for me. I don't have to be like that anymore.
Don't say that. Look at Rocky Part 5. He made it through the last fight.
He should have stopped at 3. No offense or anything.
No, my favorite was Rocky 7.
They did not make a Rocky 7. Get out.
Yeah, they did.
They made a Rocky 6.
That's bullshit. I can't believe that. They should have stopped.
Right.
They really should have stopped. After the Russian dude, forget it. It was like, that was
four.
It.
Well, that was Ivan Drago, by the way.
That was Rocky 4.
That was 4.
Forget it. Back it up. Apollo Creed. After he was the, after 3 was enough. That was it. Nobody likes a fourth one, so they should have stopped at 3.
They should have made a Back to the Future 4.
Yeah.
No.
No, I think the Back to the Futures can still continue,
I think they could, too.
They could continue ad infinitum.
They have a really good storyline. It's like you could change, because you could create anything. That's a writer's dream. Back to the Future. You have a time machine. You can add the past. You can add the future. It's like crazy. It's like perfect for writers.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I used to be a writer.
Oh.
Oh, you laugh. Do you?
What's funny?
You laugh.
Is that funny to you?
Is that funny? What I just said, is that funny to you?
Titillating me.
I did Woody. What? Oh boy!
I'm getting a Woody.
Yeah.
On that note,
is it my voice? I just went to the doctor today. You know what he told me? I can't lift anything heavy. So now I pee sitting down.
Oh boy!
Wow. Sad dark days of Wally.
Very, very, very dark. All right.
Let's wrap up the show. This was great. I had so much fun.
Yay.
I'm glad we got our rhythm back.
Yeah. It took a little while, but it just got dirty. And
no, I was being sarcastic.
Oh, yeah, we definitely didn't. We're a train wreck. It'll get better, we promise.
But thanks for looking positive there, Fish. You're like, yeah, I'm glad we did too.
Hey, I thought you were serious.
You're like my supporter in life.
I am. Hey, I just took a crap and all over the floor. Hey, man, congratulations for having a crap.
Buddy.
It happens. It's okay. Pat you in the butt. Go.
Keep it going. All right.
Nothing new. The world blew up. We're still here, though.
We're going to wrap it up. I have to go to a water balloon fight soon, so it's going to be
fun. I'm going to go see a man about a horse. So.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I got to go see about a woman, tranny.
Yeah, a Canadian tranny.
I'm hoping she's a she.
And training, of course.
Training for tranny.
Tranny camp.
For trannies.
Introducing tranny camp. 15 trannies battle it out to be a woman.
Or a guy.
Or a man. Find out tonight.
On History 2. Or check us later on in History International.
Or History 2 HD.
Ooh, I like that one. Right after Ancient Aliens, of course. Of course.
Yes, of course. You guys watch that way too much.
We do.
All right, well. It's great. It's awesome. It's always good to be on the non-television air.
That's right. It's always great to be alive.
Alive.
That's right. And catch us next week. We will be live from Florida. Actually, I'll be in Florida, so I'll be right near you again.
That's right.
That's right. I just told you that right now, so I don't know why you said it. Yeah, that's right.
You're going to be in Fort Myers, huh?
No, I'm going to be in Naples.
I'll be in Fort Myers.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to the Sox game.
When?
Next weekend, yo.
Why?
Because it's the last week of spring training.
I'll be there Monday.
Shut up, me too.
Oh, my God, it's so cool. We should do a show right from the field. We'll do a live play-by-play.
And you know what? I bet you can interview somebody there.
Andrew Bailey.
I would say last time, last time we went, were you there? I don't know.
No, I saw you on TV, though.
J.D. Drew gave me, a signal.
Oh, you guys, that's right, you guys had that connection.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
But yeah, spring training is the last time you could actually be around the players really close.
Yeah.
More family. It's cool.
It is a family type of
thing. And I want to check out the new stadium. I still haven't seen it, so.
Yeah, me either. JetBlue Park. Peeve it.
Also known as Fenway South.
You know, that's crazy they called it Fenway South because I thought Camden Yards was Fenway South. So
no.
That's
what people called it, but the Red Sox call this place Fenway South.
I think they should call it Fenway Further South.
No.
It's like the continuation of the South, but the Dirty South.
That's just saying, let's call the Fish and Wally show Fish and Walls. I don't know.
That has no bearing on anything.
I had nothing with that.
Yeah. See, we're dry, man. We need to have a practice show before the show.
Yeah.
All right, human race. Thanks for tuning in to the Boosh and Willie show.
That's right. Hey, thank you for Jersey people for staying strong, because I know it smells over there. Disgusting
right,
animals.
Right. You filthy animal. So.
Filthy.
Hey. Thanks for coming in. Goodbye.
Thanks for aliens listening in, too.
Yeah, check us out on the intergalactic web. You can download us on spacetunes.com.
Spacetunes.com.